In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Today's story, the life and character of the world-renowned Muslim Egyptian footballer, Mohamed Salah. Dear listeners, it is a source of honor for Islam that one of the most famous personalities in the world is a Muslim. We're talking about the well-known and highly praised Muslim Egyptian footballer, Mohamed Salah Hamed Mahrous Ghali, who is known as Mohamed Salah in short. Right now, he is considered one of the best football players in the world, next to Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. This skillful and agile footballer plays as a forward and striker for the Egyptian national team and also for the English football club, Liverpool. This Muslim football player was born on June 15, 1922, in Najrish Besyoun of the Gharbiya Governorate, Egypt. He came from a middle-class family. Because Mohamed Salah did not do too well at school due to his love for football, he decided that he must choose the one he desires most over the other, which obviously was football.
بالنسبه للمثل الاعلى انا قلت في الكوره قبل كده كان المثل الاعلى زيدان ورونالدو وتوتي.
Those are some pretty good idols, Mo. Mohamed Salah has also said Luis Figo was someone he looked up to growing up. This is one of the lesser known facts about Salah. But here's a few other things you probably didn't know about the Egyptian king. Number 2. Another guy he really respects, Muhammad Ali. When the boxer passed away in 2016, Salah posted a selfie wearing a t-shirt of Ali and praising the impact the boxer has had on athletes. Number 3. Salah came in second in Egypt's presidential election. Yay! Well, sort of. Salah wasn't running and wasn't on the ballot, but so many people wrote in his name that if all those votes counted, he would have come in second place. Can you imagine President Salah? Number 4. Salah used to be a defender. Salah tears defenses to pieces today. But back when he was a kid, he was the one having to do the defending. Salah was a fullback. Imagine if he still was. He'd be competing with Marcelo for his position at Real Madrid and for his barber. But one day, Salah's youth team won 4-0. And little Mo broke down in tears. Why? Salah didn't get to score. Ever since day one, Salah's loved scoring goals. And Sadio Mane was always destined to suffer because of it. Salah's coach saw how much he loved goals. So from that day on, Salah played forward. Number 5, his favorite food. Salah loves kushari. What's that? Kushari is an Egyptian dish made of lentils, rice, pasta, tomato sauce, garlic, vinegar, and topped with fried onions and chickpeas. It's a lot of carbs, but it's delicious and very easy to find street food in Cairo. In Liverpool, though, Salah's known to regularly visit a local spot for hummus and falafel. Number 6. Salah had an open wedding. In 2013, Salah got married and decided to open their wedding to anyone. A number of Egyptian celebrities came, and many musicians performed. What an event! Number 7. Salah played with Liverpool on PlayStation when he was young. I love that when I was a kid, I was playing the PlayStation as Liverpool. A friend of his also said he's always wanted to play for Real Madrid. And hey, there's still time! Number 8. Salah has the most followers of anyone in Egypt. He's the most followed Egyptian. More popular than any other Egyptian singer, actor, or statesman. That's a lot of popularity. In fact, he's so popular, a school in Egypt is named after Salah. When Salah scored the goal to take Egypt to its first World Cup in 28 years, his former school in Egypt was renamed for him. What an achievement! Number 9. Salah almost had to serve in the military. A lot of Egyptians are forced to do military service, and Salah was almost one of them. In July 2014, Egypt's Prime Minister and Minister of Education sat down with the head of the Egyptian national team to work out a deal. And luckily for Egyptians, they found a way to leave Salah out of the military. I mean, the man shoots a lot, but come on! Hopefully, now you know a bit more about this Egyptian star. A man with many admirers, many heroes, and a great appetite.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Our website is parsetoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners of the program, The Teacher. Today, we're talking about the great Muslim Egyptian football player, Mohamed Salah. Mohamed Salah was a talented footballer ever since he was a child. This Muslim footballer first played for the youth team of the Egyptian club, Al Mukawloon. Soon, due to his skills and talent, he was chosen to play for the senior team. Mohamed Salah, due to God's grace, climbed the ladder of success and eventually signed up to play for the giant English football club, that is Liverpool. This young star scored many goals for Liverpool and soon gained popularity among the fans. If it was not due to Mohamed Salah's faith in God and devotion to Islam, perhaps he would not have achieved so much success. Welcome back, dear listeners of the program, The Teacher. Today, we're talking about the great Muslim Egyptian football player, Mohamed Salah. Mohamed Salah got married in 2013. His wife, just like himself, is a practicing Muslim lady who observes the hijab well. Even in their wedding, his wife observed the hijab very well and wore a garment that covered her hair and all her body. This shows how much committed Muhammad Salah is to Islam that he chooses a pious Muslim woman for marriage. In 2014, Muhammad Salah became father of baby girl. He named her Mecca due to his love and devotion for the holy city of Mecca, the city of divine revelation and Hajj pilgrimage.
Standing here, gathered today, my heart is racing, but I can't wait to see my bride, to be my wife. We're so lucky to come this far. In me is a man that you can trust. You're my angel now, as you lift up from the ground. All my problems just fly away when I see you smile with such a grace. Only the best will ever happen for you. I'll never lose sight and let you know we'll stick together from young to old.
Is the most discreet wife in the football world. And yet, without her, Mo Salah would never have become so good. How did Maggie Salah conquer the heart of one of the best players in the world? You know the saying, behind every great man, there stands a great woman. There are always incredible women who support the most successful players, but Maggie Salah is not your typical footballer's wife. They normally love to post all over social media and give lots of interviews. But Maggie only appeared in public four times. We've seen her twice at the end of season ceremony in England, notably the one in which Mohamed Salah won the Golden Boot. The other two times she appeared in public were in the Liverpool stands. She was seen at Anfield during the now legendary Liverpool-Barcelona game, won 4-0 by the Reds. Mohamed and Maggie got married in 2013. When Mo was playing for Basel in Switzerland. They met at school when they were teenagers and lived in the same village in Egypt. Their love has lasted the test of time, and Mo Salah's popularity has changed nothing. Today, Maggie works in biotechnology. Impressive. Maggie is a simple woman with a good heart, which is why Mohamed Salah loves her. Family is extremely important for him, but he wants to protect his loved ones from the cameras. The couple are also connected by their faith. They are both devout Muslims, which is why they called their daughter Mecca, to honor Mecca, a holy city for Muslims. Mecca melted the hearts of football fans when she came onto the pitch alongside her father at the end of this season. Maggie and Mecca are grounding for Mo Salah. Maggie helps Salah keep his head on his shoulders during the good times, like when Salah was untouchable for Liverpool last season. She is also his biggest supporter and helps him cope when things get tough. That's true love, wouldn't you agree? She also supports him with his charity projects. It's not surprising that with such a generous partner, Salah greeted a homeless person who wanted to steal from him. Mohamed has always been a pure human being since he was young. When he was 10 and he was training at the local club in his village, there was a dog with puppies surrounding the training ground. Salah brought food every day to feed the puppies. He was always like that. He has a big heart and loves to give. Mo Salah is simple, generous, humble, and discreet. And Maggie is exactly the same. Birds of a feather stick together.
I started a journey
And I'm nowhere near. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the life and character of the Egyptian Muslim footballer Mohamed Salah. Until next time, God bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Faith in Allah that'll take me there. We got the world on our shoulders, but we don't care. We have Allah in our hearts and He'll take us there. We're moving mountains, we're building the bridges. When we fall down, we get up, we got that vision. We move.